Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to take a look at The Witcher, which is a series of books and also video games. Showrunner is Lauren Smith, and it stars Henry Cavill, Freya Allen, and Anya Chalatra. And the synopsis is, Geralt of Rivia, a solitary monster hunter, struggles to find his place in the world. Keith, who is very astute about The Witcher and also The Witcher video games, would like to explain what a Witcher is before we get into the review.
Very quickly, the Witchers are an order of monster hunters created by wizards, took young children, and through a process, and in this world, magic and science kind of intermingle. So you'll hear a lot of talk about genetics. The Witchers are augmented through mutations and alchemy and sorcery, given heightened reflexes, senses, and as a result of those updates, those enhancements, they are sterile, they live longer, stronger, faster, able to go without rest, they have a higher stamina than humans, stronger, and very quick and efficient magical abilities, so they can track and kill monsters. Basically, the school, they're divided up wolf, cat, bear, and viper. Henry Cavill plays Geralt of Rivia, who is a member of the wolf school of the Witchers.
Okay, so does it have dragons?
But it does have dragons.
Keith, what did you think of season one of The Witcher?
I thought that the criticism that's out there is fair. I liked it. I loved it.
I watched a couple episodes and it was very slow, and then it jumped around.
Henry Cavill did a phenomenal job. The cast was well done. The characters were, if you played the video games all the way up to The Witcher 3, you're going to know all the characters. If you read the books, you're going to know all the characters. They did their homework. They took the source material. They treated the source material as canon. They didn't play around with it too much. I think the episodes themselves, if you read the first book of The Witcher, which it's not so much a straight novel, it's more or less a collection of short stories. This first season, all of Geralt's adventures were taken right from that first book that was published in the US. Each of the characters, the main characters in it, Geralt of Rivia, Henry Cavill's character, Yennefer of Vengerberg, and the girl playing Ciri, Freya Allen, they each have their own separate arcs. And each one of those arcs takes place in a separate timeline at a different time. It's not noticeable right away because two of the characters don't age like normal humans. So Yennefer's story takes place centuries before Geralt's story begins. And then Geralt's story takes place decades before Ciri's story. Timelines and everything begin to kind of sync up as the series goes along. Thought the action was good. Fair assessment to try and say it's like Lord of the Rings. One of the key things that came from books and the video game was the maturity level of what they were doing. So this world was very dark. Most of the books around Geralt of Rivia fighting monsters, it was him dealing with actual people and the politics of the land and how things were going. Non-humans are treated as second-class citizens. They're treated very poorly. There's a lot of racism, constant warfare, political agenda between various factions, even within the magical community, so to speak. So it's a ton of little nuances that don't fit within that kind of Lord of the Rings fantasy trope that was out there. Those common fantasy trope elements, but put them in real world situations, if that makes sense.
And how many books is in the Witcher series?
The ones that were released here were, I think I saw like four of them, but guy's Polish, so they released them differently in Poland. When they came to the U.S., when the first game came out here, they released them differently, took the short story collections and packaged them differently and stretched it out. Five books here in the States.
So what score would you give season one?
I thought this was very strong. Did a really good job. It wasn't perfect. The timeline jumping around was not executed as well as they thought it was. They were being too clever. It was a good premise and a good idea to do it that way. The action was good, but his fighting was few and far between. The acting was well done. But again, there were moments it wasn't perfect. I'm not going to say it's perfect in any way, shape, or form, but it's enjoyable. It's enjoyable. If you stick with it, you'll be rewarded. So I'm going to give this a 7.5 because I think it's got room to grow. There were problems with it. The biggest one was the timeline before you realize what was going on, which is confusing. And it didn't have to be that confusing.
At least the initial press reviews of this did not get a very good review.
Pretty harsh on it. I think it was a guy from Vanity Fair or the Hollywood
Reporter. At least about three or four major outlets.
A couple of them didn't even watch the whole
episode. I think Netflix sent five episodes and they didn't watch the rest, so they never got all the connectivity stuff.
In terms of that, I can understand why they would come back at that. But at the same time, if you watch it straight through, all the way through, you're going to be hooked into it. Plus, it ends on a cliffhanger. I hate that shit with a passion. So you got to wait a year. I mean, it'd be different if it was 4 months.
Yeah, or like but next episode or something.
Yeah, next episode. But what the hell's going on? No, you wrap up your story arc and you give us an epilogue and then you move on to the next one. You don't just end it, kind of kill it right there. Also, the look of it was a little off. Henry Cavill's wig was just
not. Yeah.
His wig was a little ridiculous. They need to update that, work on that. There's room for improvement. It was a good show. It was a good show, good start. I'll recommend this to anyone just to be patient with it. It'll pay off in the end. You'll pick up what's happening in the end because you're given like little clues. You get it towards the end. It's kind of like that aha moment. Oh, I get it now. But it's not as clever as they think it is.
Well, Keith is the bookworm and also the aficionado of anything that involves dragons, griffins.
There are dragons in this. There are dragons.
But all right. Well, that is the Beast Game Podcast.